Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
During a recent UN high-level political forum on sustainable development, member states shared their experiences on their road to meeting the Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, as set out by the UN in 2015. The United States, too, shared our successes and stumbling blocks, as well as our plans for the future. We have heard from our partners, said U.S. Permanent Representative to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, and offered our own perspective to this vital work, sharing our efforts to promote inclusive and sustainable economic growth, growth that improves the lives of all members of society, especially women and girls, who are key to unlocking true economic equality.
To build more sustainable and resilient food systems and mitigate food security shocks around the world. To take urgent actions to combat climate change and its impacts, and to renew democracy, promote respect for human rights, and counter corruption amid a resurgence of authoritarianism and democratic backsliding.
Lack of funding is among the most serious obstacles to meeting the 2030 deadline for achieving the SDGs. In this respect, the United States has stepped up to meet the challenge. The United States is committed to supporting partner countries' efforts to achieve the SDGs grounded in our dedication to upholding the inherent dignity of all human beings and the 2030 Agenda's pledge to leave no one behind, said Lisa Carty, U.S. Representative to the UN's Economic and Social Council.
In the past 3 years, we have invested more than $150 billion and mobilized billions more in private sector investment to help developing countries achieve their sustainable development priorities.
We have and will continue to think about how best to achieve progress, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield.
But the reality is progress is far from perfect, and the challenges we face can't be compartmentalized. Climate security is food security. Poverty and access to justice are inextricably linked. Intersecting challenges demand intersectional solutions.
And so we will continue to use our convening power and role in multilateral institutions like this one to bring together diverse representative partners from every corner of the world and every aspect of society, from academia to civil society to the private sector, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. This is how we advance a vision of not only international development, but inclusive development, grounded in our dedication to upholding the inherent dignity of every single human being.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.